Welcome to Reality Check, conversations with experts about applications, solutions, and the things Wi-Fi can do beyond just connectivity. Your host is Matthew Edwards, a Wi-Fi product marketing manager with Arrowhead Networks.
Previous episodes, we heard how retailers are exploring the possibility of bridging the online and offline shopping experiences through mobility, and ultimately to better serve their customers. We've heard about some of the challenges that they may face along the way with this technology adoption as well. In this episode, where I once again have the pleasure of being joined by Bill Hoppin of Arrowhive, we will take a deeper dive into some of these concepts and see how these really work in practice. So, Bill, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
So, Bill, let's just jump straight into it. I mean, given everything that we've spoken about in terms of the great opportunity that mobility offers retailers, we've talked about some of the challenges. Let's focus more on some of the use cases that you may have seen in your experience. So, do you have any specific customer deployments that you have worked with and that you can share with us today that really are true success stories in this shift?
Yeah, I do. One thing I will say is that almost to a one, our retail customers are pretty guarded in their strategies. I think they all view the implementation of these kinds of technologies as a strategic advantage. Yeah. So I'll mention a couple of retailers that we work with that definitely are leveraging some of these technologies and engagement strategies without too much specifics. And then I'll talk more in general around some of the things that are being or successfully engaging customers and delivering the kind of value that we've talked about in the previous episodes.
Okay.
But for Arrowhive, we're finding the retail customers is our fastest growing vertical or focus for Wi-Fi. Retailers are absolutely deploying Wi-Fi. They want it deployed quickly and fast, and they want a platform that can allow them to deploy some of these technologies. So at Arrowhive, you know, courtesy of not only the core value proposition of our architecture and the ease of deployment, the fact that it's a platform that can allow retailers to deploy these technologies and experiment and optimize has it, again, our fastest growing area of business. Customers like Clark's, Nando's, Colruyt, which is a large, Netherlands grocery chain, and, as well as Chipotle and Eddie Bauer and other kinds of good names here in North America, all understand the value of advanced engagement and analytics around what's happening in their retail environments. And we're proud to call those our customers. And again, I think they're the kinds of forward-thinking customers that are embracing, you know, leveraging these technologies to go deploy a more, you know, a compelling consumer experience in their retail, in their shops or the restaurants, et cetera. So maybe a couple of examples of how this is being deployed successfully can help kind of show the value and what's actually working out there. I think, as I said in some previous or one of the previous episodes, you know, just deploying guest Wi-Fi in a retail location for internet access isn't really enough. It really is not where you're not really leveraging the value of that infrastructure to the true potential. Deploying the Wi-Fi and through signage or through the personnel in the store offering some advantage for joining the Wi-Fi, whether it's a coupon or additional information around products or services, that's really where it's at. And it really turns that mobile phone screen into a platform where you can communicate to customers, you can deliver compelling coupons or things of that type. And universally, that's one of the first things that we see works well in these deployments, is really leveraging that guest access experience to deploy information or coupons and such. And so what that looks like is a couple of different ways. There's what's called the captive web portal, which is the first thing you see when you log into Wi-Fi as a guest. And that's an opportunity to communicate a lot of information to a customer. Not only is it, you know, accepting terms and conditions and that sort of thing, but there's a lot of screen area there that's available to deliver a compelling experience. So we are able to do that Aerohive is able to do that courtesy of the way that our platform is constructed. And there's and the ability to customize that on a per store basis, on a regional basis, or you know by country, et cetera, is very powerful because now you can optimize what that first experience is when a consumer joins the Wi-Fi network and make sure that's optimized for a store, for a region, et cetera. And then another thing that we're seeing work well is as part of the acceptance of terms and conditions, Aerohive has a technology where we can actually load a passbook or wallet pass onto the device. And this is interesting because what it does is it allows the retailer to connect to that consumer courtesy of a passbook pass or a wallet pass. That's interesting because you can, without having to have an actual loyalty app or your own app deployed and on a customer device, courtesy of the login process to the Captive Web Portal, a pass is loaded on the device, and you can use that pass to deliver product information, coupons. You can actually use the notification feature in wallet or passbook to alert a customer as to offers or things of that type. In the same way that a boarding pass will sort of wake up and be on the lock screen when it's time for your flight to leave, using that same technology in this way is very compelling and something that we're seeing a big adoption of. Lastly, the whole journey through which you walk through a Captive Web Portal experience, accepting terms and conditions, presented with additional pages of information, et cetera, that can be customized and used to do all sorts of cool things. So we're finding that is a really compelling sort of engagement technology that's really built on top of the Wi-Fi. And it, again, it's initially driven by a call to action to join the Wi-Fi for something other than just surfing the internet to get the information, to get a coupon, that sort of thing. And then once you've got a consumer there, engaging them in personal ways that that allow you to develop a relationship. And then lastly, I would say if a consumer, a retailer has a loyalty app, it's a great way to get that consumer to download that app by having it a call to action on the Captive Web Portal or even on a passbook pass to download the app onto the device. And that can increase the loyalty app downloads by easily 2 to 3 times by giving the consumer the opportunity to do that in the store when they're thinking about it. Another thing to point out or examples of things that are really cool is sort of on the analytics side. You know, the Wi-Fi network, especially with the cloud platform that Aerohive has a lot of insight that can allow retailers to really customize their experience. We know general traffic patterns within the store. We know repeat customers when they come back anonymously without compromising any privacy issues. And we can help retailers do all kinds of things to optimize their floor layout, test the efficacy of marketing programs by taking a look at a number of their stores, comparing things much in the way that you do online with A-B testing. You know, experiment on 20 stores, try something different, compare it against the other 100 stores. You can get that all those analytics and insight comes right off the Wi-Fi network delivered through a cloud platform that can serve up those analytics and insights in a way that are, you know, relevant for retailers. So sort of those are the two kinds of broad levels of use case that we're seeing deployed by forward-thinking retailers. The ability to engage courtesy of that Captive Web Portal and other things around that login experience, mm-hmm. and then the analytics to help optimize that experience based on information around what consumers are doing in the stores and in the restaurants.
That's really interesting. Thank you. Thank you so much for that, Bill. Yeah, I've seen that myself actually recently. I think when I'm thinking about some of the use cases, or am I really seeing this technology in some of the stores? I guess sometimes as a consumer, you kind of forget some of the interaction that the retailers are actually adopting. And I even saw it when I was in my local sandwich shop the other day. I use their website to sometimes order online, and then I can collect their sandwich in store. And what they've started to do now is when I actually go into the store, they encourage me to connect to the Wi-Fi. It's nice, it's free, it's open. I can browse the web while I'm waiting. But then, of course, they also encourage me to download their application, and then I can order stuff in store. They can promote stuff to me, or they have a kiosk basically an iPad where I can customize my sandwiches, etc. there. So, yeah, I think when I think about the use cases, that this really does apply to a broad spectrum of customer-focused retailers. It's very interesting. And I guess on that point, as some people start to think about where, from a consumer point of view, they're starting to see this technology in and around their lives, some of the retailers that you were talking about there and some of the use cases they've adopted, either through engagement, so the front-end communication, loyalty with their customers, etc., and then the back end from the, I guess, the insight and gaining this business intelligence. If some of those retailers you had been working with that you spoke about hadn't adopted kind of this mobile strategy to embrace and engage with their customers more, what would ultimately have been their effect, either from your point of view or from theirs that they spoke about?
Well, I think I'd answer that question in a maybe a different way. I'd say that what we're increasingly seeing is retailers recognizing there's a new wave of consumer that is expecting sort of an online blended experience when they're in the physical location. Mm-hmm. And so most of these forward-thinking retailers have someone in the company that is thinking about the digital transformation or digitalization of their retail environments, whether that's to optimize IoT connectivity of the equipment that make food, or all the way through engagement and analytics around the customer behavior. And so I would say we're seeing that increasingly happen because they recognize if they don't do concrete things to engage and deliver these sort of delightful experiences, optimize the experiences based on analytics, they're going to lose business because their competitors are going to do that. They're seeing there's enough people now deploying, seeing successful results with these technologies, mm-hmm. that they've recognized a need to do something. The issue is there's no one solution that's going to be perfect for every retailer, for every location, for every geography. A given retailer needs to have a different strategy for the Southeast than the West in North America. Or if it's a multinational retailer in Europe, what works in Germany may not work in France, for example. Yep. So what we are seeing, and what we've put a lot of energy in at Aerohive developing, is they want a platform that can allow rapid deployment of the latest and greatest technologies. If it's not working, shut it off. If it is working, deploy it more broadly. If it needs to be adjusted, make the changes, optimize so that it's just right. I mean, as is the case with a real personal relationship you have with another person, it's incremental and it really varies by location, by demographic, by the type of customer you have in your stores. And so the ability to have a platform that can optimize and tailor that engagement experience, the analytics that then provide the feedback to optimize, is critical because you don't want to make a mistake. I mean, a retailer is going to invest a bunch of money to do a digital kind of campaign or a blended environment between offline and online in their stores. And they don't want to be wrong. They don't want to invest in a bunch of hardware that's going to be out of date 3 or 4 years down the road. They want a platform. So with an Aerohive Wi-Fi deployment, you get great Wi-Fi that's going to stand up the test of time, easily deployed, easily upgraded. But importantly, you get a cloud services platform, the Aerohive Cloud Services platform, which is a rich API developer portals, just a perfect platform to deploy all these technologies, analytics, and insights. And it's always going to be current because you're able to deploy whatever is the most current. You're able to optimize and tune it. And you can tune it across geography, across store type. If you're a retailer that has a bunch of sub-store brands, you can have a common solution that works for all 20 of your sub-brands. Colruyt's a good example. They have a bunch of sub-brands. It's not just one brand that they make decisions around. And they really like the ability to tailor that platform for the different types of customers that come into the different brands that they ultimately own as a holding company. And so I think what is important is to do something and to do something and make a decision that's going to be adjustable and going to keep pace with the rapid pace of change that's happening in these retail environments. But you got to do something. If you don't, you're going to have your competition pass you by. And if you do, you're going to find a completely rejuvenated experience, in the stores, in the restaurants, and you're going to have customers coming back because it's cool. It's cool to be able to order your sandwich and have it ready for you. It's cool to be able to change that on the fly in the store because you learned about some new product or sandwich offer that's in the store. Yeah. But this is all cool stuff. It's all responsive. And as long as it's done in a way that's truly personal and not creepy or overly invasive, it's going to drive business for these retailers.
Absolutely. Yeah, that sounds extremely compelling. And I guess with that in mind, if somebody's listening now and they're thinking, okay, everything I've heard about in terms of this opportunity sounds fantastic. Some of the use cases sound exactly where we want to drive. We want to drive customer engagement. We want to fuel more insight and ultimately deliver a better customer experience. What's the next step? How do they actually get there?
Well, so Aerohive has a very robust evaluation program. So contacting, you know, Aerohive either through a channel partner or direct, you know, we can provide free access points for testing and that sort of thing. And let's say your retailer already has deployed Wi-Fi, maybe even recently. That's okay. You can deploy an Aerohive solution purely for the engagement solution to get the analytics, get the engagement alongside Wi-Fi that you may already have in the store for other reasons. So it's not about, hey, I've already made my Wi-Fi decision. I can't really start taking advantage of some of the technologies that this Aerohive Cloud Services platform can deliver with the Wi-Fi. We'd love to get it in people's hands. So reaching out and contacting Aerohive will result in getting some hardware and access to the cloud services platform. And it can be deployed alongside existing stuff to go try these new technologies, blending that offline and online world and really showing how you can keep up and engage customers and understand them better so you can tailor your business to their needs.
Sounds good. Sounds exciting. Bill, thank you so much for all of that insight. We're out of time for today's session, but thank you so much, as I said, for everything you shared in terms of your experience, the opportunities, the things that people are struggling with today, and ultimately how to fuel this new customer engagement. I hope to everyone that's been listening that has been valuable and helped you to get to that next step of customer engagement. And I would like to thank everybody for listening. So, Bill, thank you so much for joining us for the past three episodes. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Oh, you're very welcome. And I'd also like to thank everybody listening for their time. And let's go get to the next level of retail.
Exactly. Perfect. Thank you very much, everyone.